It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's so kind of you to join me today. What a special treat. There's an event going on tonight at Film Streams at the Ruth Sokolov Theater. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Charles Hood, one of his movies is showing. And it's called A Nasty Piece of Work, and we're gonna talk about that and so much more. Charles Hood is an Omaha native. He is a director, and oh, by the way, apparently it's your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday!
Oh, it is. Yes, you got some inside scoop.
Well, you know, they call that research. Plus, your mom was here, and if I didn't say happy birthday while your mom is here in the studio, she'd never forgive me. Charles, real pleasure to meet you. I appreciate you coming down here today.
Great to meet you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Can you talk about it? So what we're going to do tonight is watch your film, and then you're going to chat with folks and answer questions and things, right?
Yeah. I'll do a pretty brief introduction, and then after the movie, I'll answer questions from the crowd. And yeah.
Well, I want you to give me a synopsis of A Nasty Piece of Work, because I don't want to give away too much, because I saw the synopsis of this. I was like, wow, that's cool. Because it's all part of the horror genre.
Yeah, although I would say it's a little bit more psychological thriller than some of the other ones in this series. Because Into the Dark is a series of movies that Blumhouse has done in collaboration with Hulu. Every month they do a different movie relating to a holiday of that month. So I happen to do the Christmas one, and so this one is set around Christmas, and there's a lot of Christmas vibes to it.
Sure.
But it's this. Two employees of a corporation are trying to advance and get a promotion, and so this sort of evil boss has invited them over to and their wives over to have a dinner with them for Christmas Eve, and he sort of puts them to the test to see how far will you go to get a promotion, and it goes pretty dark.
Sure,
it's kind of like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but it actually goes even darker.
Oh, that's a great comparison, actually. That's a great comparison. I like that a lot.
Yeah, when I read the script, I was like, oh my gosh, this is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but except instead of, it being, if you've seen the movie, she's a fake gun. It's like, oh no, these are real guns, so it's it's a fun movie. It's a dark comedy is what I would say.
Sure.
But it gets a little bloody. But I don't know if it goes fully horror. I guess it's kind of horror.
Sure.
It's a fun blend, I would say.
Yeah, but it'd just be a wonderful wonderful event to come see tonight at 7 o'clock. Let me, how does a kid from Omaha get into directing? How did you do that?
I moved around a little bit as a kid, so I was here initially, but then an uncle of mine and an aunt, they had worked in the movie business, and they had my cousins and me in Wisconsin actually make this movie when I was 10 years old. And it was just sort of a fun tribute to my grandfather, who had made a movie when he was a kid with his aunt. And so it was on an anniversary of that, I think 50th anniversary or something like that. And as soon as we made this movie, I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I want to do. I think I had a lot of creative energy as a kid and didn't know how to channel it until that happened. And then when we got back home, at the time we were living in Connecticut, and I just sort of hijacked the family movie camera.
Sure.
And just started making movies with friends and stuff. And
so when you take a look at a script, do you see the script visually? Do you see it as a story arc? What happens to you when you're looking at a script that you're going to direct? How do you approach that?
Well, most of the time I've directed stuff that I've written. So it's only more recently that I've actually started to have to interpret scripts in a different way. So it's kind of new for me. But, I'm just, if it's entertaining, if the character, it's about making sure making sure that the characters are having some kind of arc and just making sure things are getting paid off in the proper way. I don't know, it's hard to say exactly what attracts me to something, but, I just read it and see if it feels like it's all coming together okay, then.
What's one of the toughest parts about directing? Everything from starting with a script and writing it could be very difficult, but between that and casting and pulling a crew together that can pull off your vision, you have to trust a certain element of your vision to other people.
Yeah. No, that's one of the best things about it. It's so fun to get this whole collaboration going with everybody. That's the joy of it, I think, is working with people who I love to work with. And so that's always the best, is finding great actors and having that process with them on set. And then through the whole, I work really closely with the cinematographer before we shoot. I mean, to me, the last step before, like, the last draft of the script is a shot list that I do with them. And that sort of adjusts the script in a certain way. And and then editing, I love working with the editor as well. And then I'm composer, I mean, just with music. I mean, it's the best thing about movies is that it's combining every art form kind of together, you know?
Sure.
So it's just so fun to work with people. Yeah.
In about 20 seconds, when you see the finished product, what does that do for you?
It can be painful, but I think with time, I mean, my wife always catches me, you know, after a few years, I'll take a peek at something I did a few years ago and I'm like, hey, you know what? That wasn't so bad. She always laughs at me because she says it's so great. You know, she's like, oh, everything you do is so great. And I, you know, I'm hard on myself. So, but it's very rewarding to have that. To have that work.
He's Charles Hood. He is a film director, and he's from Omaha. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Ruth Sokoloff Theater. If you're looking for information, filmstreams.org would be the place to get that. Thank you for coming in today. NPR programming continues.